When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Lord and Savior, giver of all Wastelanders, Maverick Stone.
Blasphemy.
Today we have a great episode. We have a great discussion. We just between the two of us, between Sassy Lady and myself. But before we do that, I would like to make a we need to talk about something. We're going to be serious mode just for a minute. We got an email this week.
We got a great email this week.
Yeah, we got a great email this week that made me shed manly tears. And it's not easy for me to get all teary right. I didn't have to stop in the middle on the side of the freeway.
Nah.
I was at a store, but still, I was so focused. And then I read the original email in our Gmail, fallout.rtb@gmail.com. You can send stuff like that. And
yeah, send us an email. Make our day. This made our week. This made our month.
So actually, I have the original email pulled up. I think I do. Or I have it on my phone. Hold on. I'm not going to read the whole
thing. This was a really, really great email. And I have to say to the sender, I really felt you when on this email, you know, talking about your bad day and your poor fur baby. I've been there. I've had that.
And I haven't.
I was crying because I remember those days, and you know, it is a hard time, and I know that feeling of trying to find something to lift your spirits, you know, and you know, we were just thrilled that it was us.
yeah. So, as you know, I am the creator, founder, the OG of OGs of the Fallout Roundtable. This podcast came from it came from my scary thinking brain, from my scary mind, and this was one of the reasons why I created it. One was to give a voice to people within our community to voice and discuss different Fallout things, to be honest, and the other one was just to make the world a better place, even if it's just one Wastelander at a time. I drive semi for a living. When I read this email, I had to pull off. Actually, no. I was at the back of at one of my delivery stops at a store.
And so I hope you weren't reading and driving.
No. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
Be safe.
Yeah, I'd be safe. Because when I'm out driving and on the getting my stops off and stuff, I'm like focused, super focused. When I did that, I started to cry and I got unfocused and I had to take like 5, 10 minutes just to get back into the groove of all of this, to get back in. Because where the store was, it was like in the middle of Detroit. No, not Detroit. It was up north, on the east side, on the east side of the state of Michigan.
So we
So
basically got an email from a listener who had had a very bad day
it was a very
and
bad day from what it
was,
was sound, yeah.
looking for something uplifting on the radio, tried music that didn't work, tried another podcast that wasn't really hitting, and we won't.
She basically roasted the other po this other
We don't need to
podcast.
go there. I mean, it was fun for us to hear that, somebody was out there trying to,
They were
do
trying.
this
I'll give them
job who's not
props.
a fan,
And
but
then
then,
she.
they remembered us and said, "Hey, I see they have a new episode out. Let's listen." And we were breaking down the TV show
As we
from
always
the
do.
trailer, and they really enjoyed the show. They really enjoyed it, and it just kind of helped make that dark day a little brighter and took their mind off things. And that just really that touched us all, and we were all just like, oh, melting into little puddles when we heard that, because
I had to use paper towel to get myself out of my
I
seat.
mean, we don't do this for money, obviously. We do this because we love the game. We like hanging out and talking to each other, and we love talking to y'all, and we love hearing back from y'all. So thank you so much for that email. You know who you are,
Oh,
because
I'm gonna say their name because
okay.
I want to talk to them
Call her
face
out.
to face. So K.
KK.
K. K-A-Y. KK,
KK.
yeah.
KK.
Because I was originally just going to respond to the email. And then I thought
I was
I'm
going
just
to
going
too,
to
and I was
and
like, I'm
then
gonna
I'm gonna
shut
say it out
this
front in a podcast recording. So I'm speaking directly to you. We are here to help, to
down.
make your day a little bit brighter. How
That
our
is our goal.
how some of our stupid shenanigans can just make another person smile.
Yep.
What we're here for,
That is our
and
goal. That is our goal.
that is our goal, along with not killing another person.
To make people smile, to make people think, to bring back happy memories of games you love and just be like, oh yeah, that's cool. And if you feel like you know us and you want to hang out with us or whatever,
I
I mean,
mean,
that's cool too.
we'll be in Vegas in November, so
The guys will be.
yeah,
It's a
I
little
will.
too pricey for me. I'm flying from the
I'll
East
be
Coast.
there.
Tickets to Vegas a bit rich. One day. One day.
It's actually not expensive if you go to the right airport.
Yeah, but by the time I pay for gas to drive, and I don't know. I mean, I will still check it out and see, because I don't even I think I have that weekend off. I can't remember now, but it's still early. But I definitely try to hit a lot of the East Coast events. Like I did Fashionette. I'm thinking seriously about doing Bigfoot Fest. I know a bunch of people are looking at that, so we're probably going to do that. And I don't know, different things that I want to do. I want to get up to Boston one of these days because I've never been. And I'm like, why not
I
go
mean, you
check
could
out
go
all
to
the
DC.
Fallout 4 locales?
Go to
DC I've
DC.
done a couple times, but I always love DC. I will go back for any reason, anytime, just as long as I don't have to drive. I'll
Here, I
drive to
hear the
Northern
beltway
Virginia,
is
and then I
it,
get out of my car and into someone else's and be like, I'm not driving anymore.
I hear the beltway around DC is not the greatest.
No, but DC downtown is horrible because
Yeah,
I
it's
mean, those
horrible.
bus drivers and everybody, they just pull out and they don't look, and it's just like, it's kamikaze style driving. It's just one for all and all for one, whatever.
So anyway,
In for all, that's it.
that's what are we got in the back in the end, because so
If anybody
non-serious
else
time.
wants to reduce us to puddles, hey, email us, because we do read them.
Yeah, we
And,
do read them. They don't just sit there.
no.
Again, so going back, so we have
And
a YouTube
it does
channel.
really give us a warm fuzzies and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps us get up in the morning sometimes.
It did. I mean, I was like dragging, you know, because I had to go to work that day and I just happened to open the email and was like, oh, yeah. And that just
I
made
hadn't
my day
opened
like
it in like
a
a
little
couple
happier.
days because we just keep getting junk.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to go in there because otherwise, if I don't, my email count's like 10,000 and I get really stressed. I'm like, the anxiety just creeps with that
Dude,
notification number.
my personal email has about 32,000 emails I haven't opened.
And my husband's like that too. And I'm like, how can you handle it? Because I can't handle it when it gets over 600. 600 is about where it's normal. I'm like, right now, I'm looking at 2,200 and I'm like, oh my God, I need to purge.
Oh my gosh.
I can't handle those big
So
numbers. It gives me
anyway, we have
stress
a
because I just know I'm like missing something important, you know, even though it's all garbage and
I only
ads.
check it in case someone wants to sue me or something.
It does happen to me on occasion. Like my kid's doctor had like emailed me and was like, oh, March, whatever for a doctor's appointment. And I think I saw it like a week or two later and I was like, yeah, sure, that works. And we were going to go somewhere that weekend, but I was like, it's not now.
Whoopsies. Well, anyway, so if you want to reach out to us, we have a YouTube channel, Fallout RTB on YouTube. You can put something in the comments. You read the comments. Don't be dumb.
We do.
We are on X, if you noticed. At the day of this recording on Thursday, the March Madness kicked off today, and mysterious benefactor tweeted that I am a big Michigan State Spartans fan.
How many Michigan schools are going to the dance?
Two.
How many North Carolina schools are going?
Two.
Three, baby.
I know
State
North
made it.
Carolina.
State made it.
NC, I know NC State made it. Who's the third one?
Duke.
Oh, yeah, that's
Oh,
right.
Duke. Duke. You forgot about Duke. I hate Duke.
I forgot about Duke.
Sorry to all you Duke fans, but I've hated Duke ever since they beat my alma mater, Butler, out of our first championship. So screw Duke. And my two favorite teams, well, Butler and then whoever plays Duke are my favorite teams. But I will root for UNC.
Well, then you're gonna hate me next week.
I don't care.
At the time of this recording, Michigan
Yeah,
State beat Mississippi State and will face UNC in the round of 32 on Saturday, which by the time this episode comes out, one of us will be unhappy and one of us will be really happy.
I'll be at
So
work, so I'll have to remember to keep an eye on that game.
it's on Saturday. They haven't told
Yeah.
us a time yet, though,
I
which I'm
work
like.
Saturday. I'll be there all day. It won't matter what time the game is unless it's an 8 o'clock game. Then I'll be home.
Well, it's in Charlotte.
That would have been good. Yeah, you'll have to shoot me a message and remind me when the game's on so I can keep my eyeballs on it.
So we have an X account at Fallout RTB. Like our tweets. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not.
But usually I try and make sure that the show gets posted so you know when we actually put one out.
Well, I
Our
was up to
schedule's been a
date.
little wonky lately. I don't know
I've
what we're
been doing
doing.
better this week, these last couple weeks.
Yeah, you just started dumping shows, and I was like, schedule be
Yes.
damned.
Yes, because that's my job. And we have our Gmail, fallourtb@gmail.com, where you can email us, turn us into little tiny little puddles, make us weep until. We ugly cry,
Only
make
if you're
all of our
nice to us.
mascot.
If you're mean to us, we might still cry. If you're mean to, probably we'll still cry. If
If
you're
you're
mean,
mean to us, depending on how mean you are, we may
probably
still
we'll still
cry.
cry.
But
It'll
the other cry.
be an ugly cry, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get into our discussion. We were sort of talking about it before, because work for me has been hectic due to the Easter season.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah.
I'm glad I'm not a slave to those types of things anymore. I
No, they're
mean, I see
utilizing
them
us. They're
happening on the floor, but I don't have to deal with them.
utilizing us to the very last hour,
We get
even
to
on our go
close
home
on
day.
Easter, but I'm off that weekend, so it doesn't affect me.
Oh, I have to work Easter. I have to work that weekend.
mean, I always did before. We just got to come in late. That was our only nod to the fact that it's a holiday.
I think it's on, yeah, it's on Sunday.
It's Sunday.
So it's always on a Sunday. It's next Sunday
31st. Night.
It's not this weekend, this last weekend.
It's the last weekend of March, 31st.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
And then April Fool's, we may do something.
It's my sister's birthday.
Well, that must have been quite a surprise.
She always says that, I mean, she is kind of a prankster. She's kind of a live by the seat of her pants kind of person. And she's always said that when you're born on April Fool's, your life is a joke. She's had some surprises in her life. And, you know, she
survived.
Her life
has been sort of a joke.
She has survived them. Her life hasn't been the perfect organized path that, you know, you would have hoped for, but yeah. She takes everything, you know, like she just rolls with it. She's good at that.
It happens. Anyway, we're discussing Bethesda put out a roadmap for 76 for I don't know how long, probably till August.
The roadmap, let me pull that up because that was not in the email. So the roadmap for this section goes through June.
So okay, fine.
Because it covers March, April, May, and June.
Yeah.
And here's the dumb thing. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it dumb because I think it's dumb. And I know why they're doing this. I think I know why they're doing this. Because they're expecting the TV show, when it hits in April, is going to ignite new fans. Okay? And that they're going to get new people.
Ones.
That they're going to get new people playing, I guess, 76. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe four.
So... The Fashnet celebration is the celebration of the end of winter, beginning of spring, burning old man winter, welcoming spring, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, that's dumb.
We do it in March because that corresponds to the one in Helvetia, which is always done around, you know, Lent. It stands for fast night because that's before you begin the last night before fast or Lent. Okay. Well, we're doing it again, folks.
It's dumb. I'm sorry. June. It is.
Yeah. The last week of, actually, it looks like, is it 2 weeks? Last week of June through the first week of, second week of July? I don't know. We might be doing this for 3 weeks. I don't know. It looks like a really long time for Fashnet. I don't know if the drop rate's going to be any better because people actually did the math. People who ran like 200 and 300 parades did the math and said that they figured the drop rate was actually something around, 2% or 0.2%?
It's not good.
When they said it was like 0.5 or I don't know, whatever. I can't remember what the actual
It still
was.
Wasn't that good.
It was terrible. I didn't get any glowing math. I got
I
the others.
Play.
But I did not do 300 at all. Somebody gave me one of them. I think it may have been a square. I can't remember.
I'm surprised it's not a Scorched Beast Queen.
I don't know if I have a Scorched Beast. I don't know. That's debatable.
I'm surprised it's not a knight in shining armor.
Okay, so what would have made more sense, since they're doing this at the end of June, beginning of July, was to do the spooky scorch, you know, because there's the whole Christmas in July thing, right?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
You know, so doing that would have been more fun, and then like have them, instead of being tied to an event every hour on the hour, let them just run around the wasteland, discover things, and try and find the stupid scorch in the Santa suits, right?
It was really funny, but yeah.
More sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so that's in the very last part of the score, the roadmap for this year.
So I know part two of Atlantic City's out.
That comes out on the 26th. That launches the second part of Atlantic City.
So by the time this episode releases on Monday...
It'll come out the next day.
Yeah. So it will be released tomorrow.
And that will be, should be, when the next scoreboard starts.
When all that new scoreboard from our scoreboard episode will probably be out.
Which isn't a scoreboard. Which is not a scoreboard, right. And there's an email that was sent out Well, they're not doing the scoreboards anymore that look like, you know, the because we always got the big poster to
Yeah, I
put on
always
the
saw it.
wall that
I
looks
never
like
did
a
it.
game, looks like a game board. We don't have that anymore, where it has like the path that walks you around the board, has the cool art on it, and then you like you collect a reward at each spot. We're not doing that anymore.
Nope.
Now we're doing this season pass thing that I guess they do in other games, but I don't play a lot of other games, so I don't know. But I guess it's similar to, I don't know, throw out a game. I've heard different ones. And what they're giving us is looks like 13 pages of 8 to 10 rewards per page.
It's I mean, we talked about this fully in our new score in the new scoreboard episode a couple weeks ago.
Well, I haven't seen it until now. Like this is they put it in the email, so now I'm seeing it. And I know that so a lot of people were hemming and hawing and fussing about how, you know, the only reason, you know, the only way that you could do this is if you had Fallout first and blah blah blah, or you had to buy your way through the pass. I know you can purchase Fallout first just to get the rewards on the pass. Like, you don't get all the other, I don't think you don't get all the other benefits of Fallout first, like your private server and your tent and your scrap box and your ammo box and all that stuff. And you can buy it for atoms instead of money. So, I mean, all those people that never buy anything and just have atoms accumulated in their atom shop because they don't buy anything, I guess you can spend your atoms on this. Although I find that kind of pricey, especially if you don't buy anything with
I mean, it's
atoms and
all
you probably don't want
microtransitional.
anything. You don't want anything in there that's costing atoms anyway. That would be for behind the Fallout first wall, I don't think. So somebody had mentioned that they thought it was going to be a harder grind for people who don't have Fallout first. It looks to me like it's about equal because at the bottom of the page, there's all the dots that you have to fill up before you rank up to the next page. To me, it looks like there's two additional dots that have a different border, which I think means Fallout first people. So maybe we have more of a grind considering we're getting two additional rewards. That's my opinion just by looking at what this looks like. I don't know for sure because I haven't been in the play test and we can't play it until next week. I
Well,
did
when they
hear.
remember when this episode, we won't be able to play until tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Which for me, what do I work next week? Oh, I get off early. So yeah, I can actually come home and play.
I will be on the road. I will be nowhere near
Well,
Wi-Fi. And besides, I don't play 76 that often
it's my short
anyway.
day. No, you don't. But I mean, I've done every score. I've completed every scoreboard. Never run out of time. Never had a problem finishing. Never had to buy my way through. I don't grind. I just play. A lot of it does come from XP, but most of it comes from me just doing daily challenges and whatever. So people who are like, oh, I can't finish my scoreboard, blah, 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 or I have to buy it. You have to buy it. You don't. I mean, I finished my scoreboard feels like ages ago at this point. I've been on Scorecation for a few weeks now. It's been a little bit. But somebody looked through, I forget whose video I was watching. No, I wish I could remember. So I could give them credit, but on YouTube, somebody went through each page, I guess, of this, not online, but they talked about the fact that normally on a scoreboard, we get consumables as we go. And one of those consumables is atoms. You get about 2,000 atoms as you go through a scoreboard because they're sprinkled throughout the scoreboard. I guess there's not really that on this thing, like there's not really atoms represented in there. There's not that many consumables represented in there. Now, on the first page, I'm seeing the score boost, which is amazing. Use those score boost. If you're worried about finishing a scoreboard, use those score boost. They're amazing. They
Use
got liquid
them.
courage and they've got
Ooh.
perk card packs and they've got bobbleheads and legendary cores. I mean, that's typical. I did see somebody on Twitter the other day who said they just hit 200 on the current scoreboard. Literally, they've
Wow.
done two scoreboards. Wonder how many Night Taylor's done.
We can always wonder.
I mean, that dude, he's probably like, no problem. I've done it three times now. I just on
Fully.
XP alone. Well, he'll finish his in like a couple days, and it's just from XP grinding. I mean, he doesn't buy it out. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't do anything weird. He just gets in the game and he like plays. And when he plays, he boosts all the things and gets all the XP. And of course, you get repeatable score for XP. So he finishes it in a couple days. Usually he's one of the first people done. That was nice for people like us that finish but keep playing to get repeatable consumables. And I guess this one doesn't kick in until 125 or something. I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking at this. I'm wondering what this is. Oh, this season you unlock Adelaide, an amazing Assaultron actress who will. Oh, she's going to be a camp. One of the light companions. She will deign to sign autographs for all her adoring fans. She's literally painted wearing a skimpy little outfit with fishnet stockings.
Ew.
And a Assaultron in fishnets.
Ew.
I don't know.
What is
don't
this
kink
world?
Shame people.
I'm not kink shaming people. I just think it's weird and gross.
It's interesting. That's for sure.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It
definitely is interesting. But so that's just a little more detail on that. Now, I know you were like, we should take a break first. But afterwards, I know you were talking about the evil of microtransactions. And we can have that discussion after that if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, let's first take a break. We'll see you on the other side. Just walk through security and we'll meet you on the other side. See ya.
This is Three Count Thoughts. You can catch a new episode every Monday where we discuss a moment in wrestling history and the week's highlights and hell knows in professional wrestling. Are you ready? Ring the bell.
Oh, welcome to this side of the security checkpoint. I hope they didn't wand you too bad. I hope they did. You didn't need a.
Anybody need a cavity search?
Yeah, cavity search on that other side. So let's continue our discussion. We were going to get into the dangers of microtransactions along that could happen with these new scoreboards. So let's get started. I guess
we were talking about how we knew it'd come to this eventually. Bad. But I mean, I get like some games.
I mean, EA is notorious for this.
Yeah, I mean, some games
EA
are.
EA is notorious. Like, 100%, they don't hide it no more. And we're just sort of used to it now because it's EA, and it's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like one company does it, then other companies are like, oh, well, we can do it too. The thing is, like, with Fallout, at least this game, I mean, you purchase the game. And half the time, you're not, because they've given it away or put it on sale like so many times that maybe you haven't purchased the game, right?
If you haven't after all those sales, what's wrong with you?
Right?
There are some good sales up for these
games. You can pick it up on Game Pass, I think, for free. At least you could have like a million times.
Like a million times
ago. I'm sure you can again.
it'll probably come back by the time.
It'll come back again. And I know
probably
like,
in April.
They have it on sale like different times. But so... the company still has to pay for the servers to host all this. They got to pay for the people who are writing and the content, and we're not paying for the new content. And Grant, I know you're all whining and saying there's no new content, they don't do anything to support the game, but you know what, there was stuff before back then, you know, and then there was they added little things here and there. They added more things to the game. Then they added Wastelanders. Well, that was huge because they added all these NPCs. They added a whole, you know, more quests to the game. Then they came in with the Brotherhood of Steel, two big quests for that.
Well,
then they started the expeditions, and say what you want about expeditions, whether you hate them or you love them, and the daily ops and all that stuff. It's still... like, people had to make that content.
It had
and you
to
didn't pay
somehow.
For it. And nobody paid for it, which I'm sure many of you were like, well, thank God, because I wouldn't, or I'd be gypped or whatever. And that's fine. But this is all stuff they've given us for this game to play, and we've not paid a dime. So if we're paying with our Fallout First, you know, subscriptions, or if we're paying because we buy Atom Shop stuff, well, I don't find a problem with that. Now, if you had to have a Fallout First prescription. Yes, I'm a pharmacist. And I always make fun of people when they come in and tell me they want to refill their subscription. So here I am doing it backwards.
It happens.
And I'm tired.
I do it all the time.
So if they made you have, you know, Fallout First in order to play, like you were going to have a limited experience without Fallout First, then I understand, like, that's kind of skanky, but they don't.
It's kind of sketchy, and not and people wouldn't,
I mean,
like it.
The only thing having Fallout First for me is quality of life issues, because I'm a hoarder in game, super super bad hoarder, and I remember when our stash boxes were 400, and now then they gave us 800, and now we have 1200, and I'm still packed to the gills. And when we got the scrap boxes that held everything forever, unlimited, and now we have ammo boxes that hold everything forever, I was doing super happy dances, because that was more room in my stash that I could put clothes and armor and junk that I want to keep and whatever that I keep in there. I don't even know. Probably stuff I don't need, but whatever.
Probably stuff.
I know a lot of it is bottles of alcohol, because I have a lot of bars, and all the stuff that you have on display has to be in your stash box. So it's a lot of alcohol in my stash box.
Sometimes I wish we could drink that in real life for some of our problems.
I would love to try a Nukenstein someday. I'm just saying.
I feel like someone's made that.
I mean, yeah, you can make it, but it's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing.
I want to try that one that we make at the Jamboree, the one where we have to make the Moonshine Jamboree. I want to make that.
Because
it gives you,
shine.
Like, +4 strength or some crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. But, I mean, you don't have to have Fallout First to play. And
all of us
who do, we do it because it's quality of life. Because of the way that we play. Because we're too stupid and we pick up everything that we come across in the wasteland. And so we have to throw a tent down because we can't be bothered to walk somewhere else. Because we can't. Because we're too over-encumbered. And we throw our tent down.
Because we're too slow.
We throw all our crap in our scrap box. Or we break down all our weapons to get junk or whatever. And then we can fast travel off to somewhere else or whatever. Or as I do, I still do the walk of shame off to some, you know, train station, because I want to sell everything. I don't want to break it all down because I need caps, because I'm always spending. I like to go shopping at other people's vendors. So I'm always broke.
Spread the wealth like communism.
I don't know. I thought it was capitalism, but okay.
Spreading the wealth, man.
I like to go shopping. So that's what I do.
Well, to be honest, I think it is. I honestly think it is capitalism.
I mean, if we were communists, we'd be just like giving stuff away. And I don't know anybody. I mean, we do kind of do that.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
We do that because we have donation boxes at every train station, you know, for the needy. So we do put things in there for them.
Put stuff in there.
I put a lot of drugs in there that I don't use. I don't use a lot of drugs, so I put a lot of drugs in there.
I guess when I played, I use a lot of stem.
Well, stem packs, sure, but I don't use a lot of
stem packs. Are like
stuff.
Gold in the game, man.
Overdrive and Daddy-O. I don't use a lot of those. I don't know why, because every time I read the effects, I'm like, oh, I should use that, but in the game, I just never do. So I'm like, well, I have all this.
I just forget about it.
I do too. I mean, you don't forget stem packs because, duh, you're dying. But
duh, you're dying and you kind of need that to survive, but you know.
But I got super lucky and won a vampire's fixer on Tuniversal's stream the other day. And I'm having a blast with that because you don't die with vampires, and I love vampire weapons. You get health back when you do damage, and so obviously that's
Hail
what
to
I'm
the
there for,
vampires.
to do damage. Yeah, I love my vamp weapons. So I don't see like the horde evils. Now I don't play a lot of games that have microtransactions. I will say I play some on my iPad that are
Mobile
evil.
games are notorious for
Yeah,
this.
and those are evil, and
Those are
simply because
evil.
the games that I play, like you run out of energy or whatever. And of course, it's always at that inopportune time, and I'm like, I want to finish this, or you need to because it's like timed.
Yeah,
So then
yeah.
you're like
And
tempted to, it's just $5. Okay, those
that
are the
five
ones.
turned into $150.
Yes, those are the ones that I'm like, okay, there should be something about it. Like there needs to be like a limit or
Regulations.
a cap, or you need to like have somebody come out and slap you and go, no. Yeah, because.
It'd be funny. I just saw this commercial. I think it was a no, not a State Farm commercial. It was a recent commercial. I don't know who it was for. It was one of those big companies. It was when someone wasn't being productive, they get tackled by a
Oh
linebacker or
man.
something. It
God.
was so funny, and I saw that when
Sounds
you're saying someone needs to stop this
right?
person.
Somebody needs to like jump out of my phone at me, but
Be like, "Law, stop it."
again, miss free.
It's free.
It's free.
I don't
So
got an initial pay for it.
you're paying somebody. I mean, you're paying somehow for somebody to develop this game. So,
Yeah, but you got to think about it though. With those mobile games, there are way what they call whales that actually
invest.
spend like 3 G's in like a week on a game or like a
Well,
month
it
or something.
depends because some of these games are developed with crypto.
Yeah, I
And
never understood crypto, and I don't ever liked it.
I don't understand a lot of it. My husband understands it, but like you can invest in a game, and as the game develops and goes, I mean, it's just like investing in anything else. Like once it gets big, then
It's
you
big,
make
and you should probably
You
cash
make
out on it
money,
now.
but I mean, it's like you don't have to invest the 3 G's in it when you do like a crypto type investment. It's a lot smaller.
They're called whales because they do a lot of those in.
Yeah, whales because they got big money. Big whales,
They
big money.
got holes burning in their wallets, and they like that game a lot.
Well, and sometimes whales just liked the risk and the risk and the reward system. Big risk, big reward.
A lot
So
of the times
a lot
it's
of
like
people
with,
invest
like
for
the
that.
there was this one game I played a lot that I don't anymore. It was a mobile game. It was called Star Wars Commander. It was basically the Star Disney's attempt at a what was it? Clash of Clans. What was it? Gosh. Was that mo It's called Star Wars Commander. It was basically you build a base and you raid other people's bases, and I read that there were people that would spend thousands upon thousands of dollars just to be the best in these games. I'm like,
Oh yeah.
who has
I don't
that
doubt
type of
that.
time and money to do something like that? Like, seriously.
Some people,
Yeah.
makes sense
I
though. I
don't
mean,
understand it, and I probably never will. Or one day I probably will.
yeah, maybe if you have a lot of money, you'll understand it because maybe you'll become one of them. I
Never.
don't know. I could think of other things to do with my money.
I could do so many other things. Yeah,
Yeah,
no, I get
you can
that.
microtransaction that one too.
I get that.
Oh, I mean, because I still get the emails from that, even though I haven't been in there in ages. I don't even know. My
My
people say
sister
they're all
used
dead or
to.
something. I get emails telling you when there's sales on lunchboxes and stuff, and I'm like, that's nice.
That's nice.
Like,
I don't care.
my people are probably all dead, and I know I had a Mr. Handy on every floor, and I think I had all the pets that I could have because. Why not? But
Why
I don't know.
not?
There's like literally no reason for me to buy lunch boxes anymore.
No, I didn't play the game. I played the actual console games. Well, my sister played Fallout Shelter because she liked building vaults, and I'm like, you be you.
It was cool. I mean,
It
it
it's
was
still
cool.
fun. It was still fun because I played it. I
Yeah.
played it.
I mean,
I
it
got
was
some
fun for
rare
a while. Like,
characters.
once you got to the point where your vault was kind of done, then it was like,
Or you
now
need
what?
it, or you needed to,
I
or
mean,
you
it's
need to
like,
like pay to play or whatever, continue on
well,
because you because it took forever.
no, I mean, it was just like once you had all your dwellers like leveled up, and you know, that was like, what else was there left for them to do? Like, you had everybody working everywhere, and every production was like 100, whatever, you know, now their happiness is pretty high, and you're just like, I mean, they eventually came out with quests and stuff like
Well,
that, but
yeah, I
by
was
that
around.
time,
I was still playing the game when they came out with that.
I was getting kind of bored with it by then. I was like, you know, because you know, I'd already built the vault. I think I even had built like another vault at that time because I got bored with that. It was,
I think I had like three
I think I
vaults to
like
my name.
remodeled my entire vault too, because I was like, well, now that I see how the whole thing came together, I don't think I would put the cafeteria on the top floor because of the attacks. You know, I th I remodeled the entire stupid thing.
Yeah. No, I get I did not understand why we had to go through the tutorial every time we had to build the vault because I the tutorial for those first couple rooms because I'm like that doesn't make sense where they put them. I'm like I can put this because you can't move them
Well,
or you can but it
not at the
take
beginning, yeah.
not
I
at the
mean,
beginning.
and then you have to do it like very carefully because, you know, you have to make sure that you have basically replaced that room before you replace it, because they won't let you, because they're like, oh, well, you
No.
have no place for them to sleep now. And it's like, yeah, build another one.
Yeah. So that's probably my only gripe of that game. Because that it was a fun
Yeah, I
game.
mean, now I would be mad if, like, if they charged us for the game and then they charged us for like every DLC, you know.
I feel like that was Fallout 4 though. They did that during Fallout 4
And Fallout
for
3, right?
Well, they did it for a lot of the main games. They did
But then they
that.
didn't have the microtransaction stuff. Like, you didn't have Atom Shop.
Well,
You didn't
yeah.
have Fallout First. So, yeah, they were
Unless
making their
you got
money
like
on
the
the
season
DLC.
pass, which was like $100.
Right, and that's how you got the DLCs for free. So you paid, you like prepaid basically.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, yeah, I mean, there was no, that was how you paid for the DLCs. Like, microtransactions is how you're paying for the DLCs in Fallout 76. And I guess that's probably how it is in probably most online games, isn't it? Like, you don't have to pay for all the updates and all the added content
Not
and
all of
whatever.
them. There are some games where you do, but it for like a lot of those Steam games and a lot of that now it's included most times with the purchase price. That's why most PC games are so expensive.
Yeah.
A lot of the
Well, and the
console
thing
games
that
are
gets
also
me,
expensive.
but the thing is, it's like they'll charge you for a DLC, which is only like, I don't know, maybe 6 hours of play or whatever.
And it still
Which,
costs like $20.
right. And I
20,
know
25
this
bucks.
because, but you see, like, I guess you can go back and replay it. I don't know. But, you know, because I got so tired of my kids like wanting a game, and I would spend, what, 65, 70 bucks on a game,
Yeah,
you
for
know, and
just for the
then
base game, and
Connor
it's
would be done with
ridiculous.
it in like a day or two. And I'm like, you're done with the game? Like, you're done. You're done with that? You're just done. And I was
I
like, are
mean,
you
I feel
kidding
like
me?
that will be me in July. Because the EA is coming with the college, finally coming out of the college foot. We talked about this earlier, but that game is on my list.
Game
So
quiet, man.
I'm not gonna Gamefly. Are you kidding me?
I tell you, Gamefly saved so much money for us, because I would just, you know, Gamefly the games they wanted, let him blow through it in a day or two, send it back and get more. I was like, I am
This is
not
one of those
buying
games
these
where
games anymore.
that e well back then it was called NCAA football, whatever year it was.
Yeah.
And that was
Well,
my childhood pretty
he didn't
much.
play sports games, and you know, if he, if it was something he wanted, like, I'm trying to think of what. So, like, my husband bought the Star Wars games, and I forget which ones they are, but
Wait, which
whatever it was on
ones?
PS4.
Like the Lego ones, the
Well, we bought the Lego
X.
games for him because they both played that, and those took a little longer because there was
I
like the building aspect of it.
loved. Did you know my first game ever, I think ever, was the original Lego Star Wars prequels.
Well, Connor, I think his
The
first was
first Lego Star Wars game that came out,
his was
my
like
parents
Lego
got it for me.
Indiana Jones, because then I introduced him to the trilogy and he was just like in love. So he played that. We've got a lot of replayability of that one. He
Oh
loved
yeah,
that.
no. A lot of these Lego games, a lot of the Lego games, there's a ton of replayability on it.
Yeah, but a lot of his space games and stuff, he was just like he would play it and be
Be
done
like,
with it.
eh.
Yeah, he would just play it, be done with it, play it, be done with it. A lot of like space games and war games. Stuff that he keeps is the stuff that he plays over and over would be like his World War II stuff, his flying games, his World War II games. Now,
Oh, I.
Paul will go get on whatever Star Wars game he's playing on PS4 right now. I forget what it is. He's been playing it for a long time.
Probably Starfighter or whatever. No, Starfighter was PS2. Star Wars Starfighter was really good.
I can't remember the name of it. I just know like I'll go in there sometimes and he'll be playing it.
Could
Because he'll
be
just
Squadrons. So I don't think
I don't know.
Squadrons
It's
came
like
on.
you just from what I observe, you play as like one or the other, and it's multiplayer. But once you get killed or whatever, you might assume a different role. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, it's probably one of those Knights of the No, Knights of the Old Republic was older. I don't
Connor.
know.
Connor, what's the game that your dad plays? The Star Wars what? Battlefront? Is that what it is?
Oh, you're talking about the original Battlefront or the OG Battlefront?
EA one.
EA?
Or the EA
EA
one?
Battlefront?
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2.
God, I
Not Halo
love
1.
that game.
Yeah. He's like.
Oh, I love that game. That game, except the OG Battlefront 2 was my childhood though. The EA version, I did not.
I think you bought the PS4 just for that game, and then I got 1812 to play on it. But that's like the only
Battlefront?
time. No,
Battlefield 1812?
1812 is a it's a different game.
Oh, I was say
It's a
Battlefield or no.
sorry, 1886, 1812. I don't know what I'm talking about. 18. Yeah, you got Ace Combat 7. I got 1886. Dad got Battlefront 2. Yeah, we all got our PS4 games to play on the PS4. That was the last PlayStation that we bought. I think that was,
I'm
might
an
have even been
Xbox
after we
guy.
bought the Xbox.
Yeah, but I'm an
Well,
Xbox guy.
we've had both for until this last generation. We quit buying them because everybody moved to computer and it was like, we don't need to buy anymore.
No, for going back to my EA Sport, EA College football game, it's probably the only time that I'll probably get a PS5 for it.
Really?
And I'm an Xbox guy
Wow.
because that's all I played on my
So you're
PS2.
gonna buy a PS5.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I
I mean not depending on how with the game because I have a Series S right now. Xbox Series S because it fit in my
Yeah.
semi.
So what do you think about? Do you think that Xbox will eventually stop making consoles?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think
No.
it'll move to cloud-based services?
No, because if they did, it would already been done.
Really?
Or they would not
Because I
be
think it's
talking
like
about the next
now that you have
generation.
the age of the smart TV where everything's an app, I think it's more possible now because you can just pull up the Xbox app on your TV. You don't have to have a console and you can just play it. Because not, you know, maybe not everybody has a gaming computer that's good enough to run, you know, Xbox app or whatever.
No, I
But
see where you're coming from, but at the same time,
the
there are
TVs.
people like me that like our consoles.
Oh, I know there are. And that's where the big hubbub was coming from, was everybody was like, I want my console. But
It's
I'm just wondering
kind
if
of like
eventually.
when they tried to force Blu-ray down our throats,
Yeah,
and
and
they
then what
tried
happened? Then
all the
what
DVDs
happened?
came back. At first,
Where do we buy DVDs now?
at that time.
Oh, okay.
At that time, right now it's all streaming services.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You think
Both of them.
Xbox will move into a streaming service type model?
I mean, I think
mean,
Netflix
not
is trying.
today,
I mean,
not tomorrow.
Netflix is already trying it, doing their own games.
Yeah, but I mean, because you can pull up an Xbox app on anything now.
Well, I have
So.
my Xbox app on my phone,
Right.
but I can't play a game on that. It just shows like
No.
all my achievements.
But your TV, you probably could. Computer, I can.
I mean, yeah, on my computer I can, but my computer's being super dumb right now, so I can't.
Is it an operator error?
It's probably a user error somewhere. I don't know.
As my husband would call it, I.10T error. Something like that. ID10T error, sorry. Even I can't do it.
You said the joke wrong. I
Yes, I
know
did.
the
I did.
joke.
I know I messed it up.
That
That's
that's one of
why
those memes
Connor
where
corrected
go.
me. That's why Connor corrected me from the other room.
There's a story be a pep
It,
tackle.
it's an I it's an
This is a
ID 10.
what?
It's an ID 10 form.
He said it.
It's an ID 10 form.
Hebcack moment. Thank you, darling child of mine.
So
Problem
back to
exists between keyboard and chair, is what he told me.
yeah, that yeah.
Hebcack moment.
Yeah. So 76. Everything's coming out. Part two of Atlantic City. All the sandbox stuff comes out
Next
tomorrow
week or tomorrow.
or
Well,
tomorrow.
the cool thing that I like about this version, so like with the pit, we
The
didn't
pit
get,
wasn't that good though.
well, the pit was smaller than we expected, because of course we all had expectations
Well,
in our
yeah, we
mind.
all had expectations for it, and
And it
then
was
when they
small.
didn't deliver, that was what
And there's
its
only
downfall was.
two things that you can run, and everybody's bored with them already. And then you can't, like, you can walk around there after, but you got to like do all the things first. You can't just go. Because I wanted to just go and like check it out and see what was, you know. So, and that's why I ended up going and soloing Atlantic City, because I wanted to see it. I just wanted to
Well,
see
I
it.
feel like they learned from the pit, though,
I think they did, because
because
now we
everyone was
have
pissed about that.
three distinct areas with four missions. And you can just go and check it out. You, I mean, as of the 26th or whatever it is, you don't
Tomorrow.
have to actually go for the expedition. You can just go and basically be a tourist.
Yeah, be a tourist,
Which means, you know, for
sandbox mode, fun
all of
times.
us virtual photographers, you know, we want to go over and take pictures and get, you know, hang out in the casinos and act like we're gambling. You know, we can all do that now.
Well,
We
yeah,
don't have to
I
like
feel like
necessarily go
though
kill all the things.
with Atlantic City at least, I feel like they sort of took cues from GTA 5's casino, to be honest.
Well, I think they did learn a lot from the pit. Like, don't give us something that we've already had, because, you know, our expectations are going to ruin it for us.
Well, yeah, because it was in Fallout 3. It was a good deal. It
And it
was
was
a
good.
great
Yeah.
DLC.
Yeah, I'm getting
We
ready.
were
I'll be
expecting a
playing the
prequel to
pit
that.
in Fallout 3 next week. You know, probably this weekend, next week, I'll be playing the pit in Fallout 3, because that's where I'm going next for the Fallout feed run through, is we're doing that DLC next. So I get to go do that. And of course, I feel like going into 76 and doing it just so I can see that first, and then go and see the real thing in all its glory. And be like, yep, that's really small.
Yep.
But
That's smaller than what we expected.
yeah, but I mean, that was our bad for expecting something. Like, I mean, they told us it was going to be smaller. We just didn't listen. I guess we didn't think it was going to be tiny. I don't know.
We didn't expect it was going to be that
That
small.
small, yeah.
And there was
And of
basically
course, I
little to
mean,
nothing there.
even Atlantic City already seems bigger than the pit is, and you know, even when it's not even fully open. Maybe it's not. It probably isn't. It just seems like it. And maybe that's just because we haven't been there before, so there's more to see. Like, it looks so different, and it's everything's so different. The fog, well, the fog is reminiscent of Far Harbor, but the aquarium and all that stuff is very different than anything we've seen. I love it. I think it's neat.
Oh yeah, not from the pictures and
Aquarium,
stuff.
all cool.
It's a lot
So
more
cool.
detailed than what the pit was. The
Yeah.
pit, I
Oh, yeah.
feel they could have done a little bit more with the pit besides what we actually got. And I feel like that was the bigger issue,
Like maybe there just
besides
wasn't
how
enough
small it is.
detail and enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Because they just basically made a big factory and left it at that, but.
Yeah, a bunch of grogs. I think they're called grogs.
Frogs.
Grogs.
Frogs.
Grogs.
With a T, like Tom. Trog.
Yeah, no,
Frog.
they're called trogs.
That's what I said. You were saying grog.
Yes. Okay.
No,
You let me
I hope
live
that
my
the next
fantasy.
expedition, I mean, everybody's like, we want to go to DC. We want to da da da. I hope they don't take us back to
I
somewhere we've
hope they
been
don't
before.
either.
Yeah, because we need to not go somewhere. I want to see new places for Fallout
I
anyway.
would love to see them do New York, but I feel like they would have to do their own game for New York. And we could
Well, it
do
can't
this.
be any place super far. Ooh, and remember, when does the map, is that on the roadmap? Because remember, they're going to open up the map for
Another
the
going to
southern
expand the
border.
their yeah the going to Maryland.
No, Virginia.
Virginia, goodness, I'm sorry. I don't know. Apparently, I'm an American that doesn't know his states.
You don't know your geographical.
Oh,
Yeah.
and I drive semi for a living, and this is
Yeah, you
bad
just
if I
never know
don't.
where you are as long as you're going the right
As
direction.
long as I'm heading the right way, I don't care.
Go south, young man. Don't worry about what state you're in. Oh,
Don't worry.
they're
Don't worry
doing
about them scales. Those
paint
cops won't
making,
mind you.
eh? That'll be nice. I don't know what spring cleaning challenge event is. It doesn't say, but
I feel like it's something around. I'd
it
assume
must
it's
be
something
late.
around April.
I think it was supposed to be like around like sometime in the fall, like late year. But I want to
That makes
see. I am
sense.
excited to see that the map expansion. I mean, this is a huge map anyway. And
Yeah,
making it bigger
I
is
agree.
gonna be pretty sweet.
But
And then
I
just
feel like
see
there will
new
be
things.
a lag issue. Well, that's a totally different topic for a totally different
I don't
day.
have a lag issue.
I don't either, but I feel like if they were to expand the map, I feel like even though it's more spread out, it's more graphics to render. Even if you have your render distance small,
Well,
if you get
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
I was having some trouble with some of the textures rendering before I upgraded my video card. So
That could be an issue too,
maybe that's the
where
thing.
something may explode.
I mean, it didn't explode. It was just like I'd be walking down the street and like the nice dirty broken concrete areas all of a sudden were kind of smooth. And there
Your
was also
computer
an
getting
issue where
warm, you can smell
if I
smoke coming
walked
from it.
onto those smooth surfaces, I would drop through the bottom and fall to my death. That was weird. So I just knew it usually happened in the Savage Divide for me. So I was like, don't go there. I just didn't go there.
I'll go there.
But now it's better because, you know, I have really good video card now. So got that for Christmas
So
last year.
your computer is not smoking every
Well, it
time you're
never
trying to
smoked, to
render.
be fair. It never did. It just didn't render my shit.
It'd be funny if there were literal smoke coming out of
It
it.
would
For
not be
me, it
funny.
would. Maybe not for
Yeah.
you. Me
Just
being an
like I don't think it would be
outsider.
funny if yours was smoking for
No,
you.
I'd be freaking out because this is probably the most expensive computer I ever bought in my life. Even on Black Friday 2 years ago when I bought it was still almost. Yes, this is me having money to spend even back then was it was almost even with a Black Friday sale, it was $1,200.
Yeah,
This for this laptop. I
I
am on
don't
a
know how much
laptop
mine
in
was
my
because
basement.
husband built it, so I don't know how much. And I'm sure
I
he'll
have a
tell me if I
cousin
ask,
that
and I don't want to know.
my I have a cousin who lives down south, who said if I can get him the parts that he'd build me my PC a PC for me for free.
Well, I mean, a lot of people will call him and ask him, like, what do I need to get? And he'll give them a laundry list of, you know, buy this from these places, and then they'll just put their rigs together. He built my dad's computer that way. I mean, basically just told my dad what to get, and my dad built it.
I mean, yeah, that's basically what he said for me. Depending on your budget, this is
Yeah.
a literal
Well,
text that
it
he
depends
told
on your
me.
budget and it depends on your needs. Like, do you need XYZ or do you just need, this? It's like, what are you using
I
your
want
PC for?
everything. I want this thing to be the best.
But do you need everything? I mean, like for me, it was
No,
like,
I
certain
want
type of memory
everything.
and video card, basically. It's like, I don't know what I needed. But
No, I
then
get that.
he found a way to inst I had an external hard drive with all my photos on it from when the kids were little, and my case is big enough that he was able to put my external hard drive into my computer and I can access it, which is amazing because now it's part of my computer. And yeah, I can just like pop in and access those photos that I haven't seen in, how old are you guys? 20 years almost, 18, 15 to 20 years.
Man, that sounds like a prison sentence.
Yeah.
15,
Having
yeah,
kids
you'll
is
go
like a
down for
prison
15 to
sentence.
20 years and
Any
then
parent knows having kids is kind of like a prison sentence.
he doesn't mean that I hope every parent loves their kid as much as they frustrate them. I know I
No,
frustrated
there are
my
days that you
parents.
think it. There are days that you
There
think
are
it.
days where I know my parents have thought of it,
There
but
are
they
days that you think it. I mean, wouldn't trade it for the world, but there
No,
are
they wouldn't.
days.
My parents wouldn't either. Even the mid non sleeping midnight nights and me trying to catch up
Yeah.
on high
I
school
mean,
homework.
I don't even remember that. I mean, it's just, I think
Oh, my mom
things got
tells it to me
crazy
all
around
the
middle
time.
school, high school for us,
I'm
'Cause
gonna tell you
I think
something
for us it
funny.
was all the hormones that just like made everybody crazy, and that was when we were just like, oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tell a funny story, and then we're probably gonna end the episode because we're running long.
Okay.
This is not Fallout related. So I graduated in 2017. That's
Such a child.
I know, right? At my open house at my, how high schoolers, it's a bigger thing in a high school to have an open house, which I find
Yeah, I had
weird.
an open house. I mean, it's not a new thing.
Oh, I know that. I know it's not a new thing. I'm just saying it's weird that high schoolers do it more than college students when they graduate.
I
Because
think it's because people
I
like to give
didn't.
you money for college. They don't really care about once you get
Yeah,
up.
they don't care afterwards. They're
Like, you have
like,
a job now. You're on your own.
you're an adult.
Right, that.
Well, anyway, so we all know my sister. She's been on the show a long time ago. I gotta get her back, but she's busy with busy
Living her
doing.
life.
No, she's busy with science stuff. She's busy with getting her PhD.
Yeah, living her life.
Yeah, a life. Oh. So she was taking college classes in high school. That's how smart she was.
Is.
And my senior year of English class, this teacher, who's retired now, she hated my guts. We have a feeling we confirmed she had favorites. I was not
Oh.
one of them.
I don't know why you wouldn't be.
I was a jock back then, okay? I was on the football team. I was
Oh. So
basketball.
she
I
assumed that you
played
were
golf
stupid
because.
because you were an athlete. And she didn't want to waste her time on you.
No, I wasn't the only one, though. That's the thing. That's
Oh.
how we found out she played favorites. And I know she doesn't listen to this podcast. She's somewhere down in Florida right now.
They don't get this podcast in Florida, don't worry.
No, they don't. No, I'd be surprised if I actually heard from this person. Well, anyway,
Incoming email.
yeah, emails. Well, anyway, so my sister was in my same English class as my senior English class and taking
Because
college
she was
English.
what, a junior or?
She was a saw she no, she was a junior because she was a
Okay.
year behind me. She was taking college
College level,
Eng
yeah.
yeah, college English, and then she was also for criteria for her high school diploma, she was taking basically double English. She was really good at it back then. She's still good at it, but she's more better in math and sciences.
Sounds a lot
Ironically,
like me, except for the math part.
yeah, I failed math three times. I failed basic math three times in college.
Basic? Wow.
Not
I mean, I didn't
like
fail, but I
below,
struggled with calculus.
like below, below, where it would count on my degree.
Wow.
I failed the one class twice, and then I failed the one that would be credited on my degree, and then the fourth time was the charm, because my professor, she was the greatest.
She just like passed you to get you out. Give
Maybe because I had the same professor.
the kid a D, get him out
Yeah, but going back to high school, so she helped me out a lot in my in this English class. And she and I basically, so we were assigned a paper. She and I basically wrote the same thing. I mean, mine was different. We had different topics and stuff.
my class. Oh, okay.
But she helped me with editing and stuff, because that wasn't my strong suit. I was better writing at last minute, like all autistic people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under pressure. Yep.
Under pressure, I'd spend until I had to go to school the next day.
ADDP. That's an ADD trait, yeah. I'm a great editor though.
But anyway, that was me normally. But with this paper, I was I she kept me on track and everything, and she edited my pa she helped me edit my paper and everything. I turned it in. We basically turned it in around the same time on time for once. She got a better grade than me.
For once, sounds like
No.
she, if you've, yeah, I mean, it sounds like she should have.
No. She gave my sister a better grade on that same paper than what she gave me. She gave me two letter grades below hers.
Did you said it wasn't the same paper?
But it was just as good as my sister's
Well,
in
apparently, maybe
content.
she liked the topic better or how the topic was discussed better.
Well, I, my mom and
Sometimes
I,
it just hits.
mom and my sister were pissed. In good
Yeah.
way. And then once I finally graduated high school, you know what? And I agreed to this. So clarification, my end of my year, my sister basically drugged me across the finish line pretty much in high school, because I wasn't the best in school. It wasn't because I was doing drugs or anything. I'm not that smart. Like book smart and all that.
Oh, school's not for everyone, and some people don't test well.
Yeah, guess what I got on my SATs in high school?
Probably low.
A 980.
980. Oh, well, that's
And then I
not
retook it,
awful.
and I got a 940 my second
Oh,
time.
they let you choose your score, right?
Yeah, they took the higher one.
Good.
But yeah, they took the higher one. But yeah. I'm like, so on my so fast forward to going back to high school open house, and I consented to this because I also thought it was really funny. So on my cake, you know how at most there's either cake, a big old sheet cake, or cupcakes or something.
Sorry, it was an accident.
So on the cake, it said my sister's name. It didn't say my name. On top, it said, "Hey, my sister's name, your brother, congratulations, he made it."
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Because she drug you out.
Pretty much.
Kicking and screaming, but she got you out.
No, at that point, I wanted to be done,
I
because
bet.
I
I can
wasn't
only
the la
imagine.
I was just glad I wasn't the last in my class, though. I was in the middle. My GPA wasn't that bad, but it wasn't the best either. It got me into a lot of colleges, including some that I didn't expect to get into. But anyway, we're getting way off topic, and
I'm looking at this camp on Twitter. It looks like some kind of a dinosaur or big huge monster made built out of meat bags.
So a
It's bizarre.
I can't think of the word.
Made out of meat bags.
Like the house?
Yeah, the whole camp. I mean, it's like a big,
How do you do?
they're just stacked up and shaped like
Like a house?
a monster, not a house, like literally a monster. Like
Sorry.
something with arms and a big long body. It's interesting. People do some interesting things with camps. That's
No,
one of the
I
reasons I
agree.
like to go camp hopping, because you never know what you're going to find.
No, I agree.
You
So,
never know.
but anyway, we're gonna end it here. I think we've done enough talking, enough weird stuff for one night, or
Yeah.
whenever you listen to this podcast.
Next week.
Be sure if you're on 76 by the time this podcast comes out. Be sure to be ready for part two of the Atlantic City DLC comes out tomorrow, according to the roadmap anyway.
Play it. Check
Play
it.
it! Anyway, it's been a fun episode. I have been Maverick Stone. You can follow us on Twitter. You know from the beginning. YouTube. We normally stream live on Twitch. And kick at 8 o'clock in the morning. No, 8 p.m. EST. Usually it's just Jaxus at first, and then we start rolling in, kind of like I don't know, but I've been Maverick Stone. Sass Lady is above me, or wherever
Next to
she
you.
is,
I'm
next to
next to
me.
you. Yeah,
We're gonna say
sit next to each other
goodbye.
like friends do.
Yeah, friends. We're gonna say goodbye
Friends,
and
friends.
see you next time.
See you
Yeah.
next time. Have
Have a good morning.
a good night.
Yes. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.